Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Occasionally at Harvest, we have 24-hour prayer vigils, and one is coming soon, on January 31st and February 1st. Today, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber explains what that is and how it can benefit both individuals and churches.
Thank you, Liz. We are excited about the 24-hour prayer vigils at Harvest. We typically do them at least once a year, sometimes two or even three times a year, but generally once or twice a year. And it is an awesome time. Let me give you a little background. We were not really familiar with that. And years ago, I was informed about this house of prayer in, I started to say downtown Charlotte, but I guess in Charlotte you call it uptown. It's near uptown Charlotte. And it's just a prayer room that's open, for 24 hours. And so I went, and it was really interesting. There were different rooms and sections, and you'd go to this little area and you could pray about these types of things. There'd be things you could write on and be creative with. And so it was just, it was always really peaceful in there. And there were places you could go, little almost like little booths with a curtain or something. You could be there, and or there'd be some other areas where you could read some scripture or a Christian book. And it just a really neat environment. So we decided maybe we should try to create something like that at Harvest. And it's really ultimately part of the long-term vision. It would be awesome to have something that was here all the time for people to come pray. But specifically, we pick a time, a 24-hour period, and ask people to come pray. Now, we typically ask them to come for 90 minutes. I'll tell you why. People can stay longer. People can stay shorter. So the person doesn't have to stay for 90 minutes. But for 90 minutes, people will come in, kind of a group will come in together. And yet for the first part of that, maybe an hour and 10 minutes, you're on your own. And then the last 20, 25 minutes, those that are in the same group will pray together, come and pray about church-wide requests. And some of you might be thinking, if you haven't been a part of this, wow, how in the world can I pray for 90 minutes? That's a good question. That seemed like a long, long time in today's culture. It really does. But almost everybody who comes in with that question and leaves after 90 minutes goes, wow, that time went really quickly. And the reason why is there's so much variety. So we set up our worship center. We take all the chairs down and we set up prayer stations, usually 6, 7, 8 different areas you can go to. And it's modeled after what we experienced down in Charlotte. There might be an area for, say, focusing on God or the names of God. There might be an area of confession. There might be an area where you pray for personal needs, and it's always very, very creative. So it's not just that you would, and not that there'd be anything wrong with this, but not that you would just go and kneel and pray. You certainly could do that, but we help you think through and learn how to pray. So if you're praying for people who need Christ, or you're praying for missionaries, or you're praying for church leaders or national leaders, we will provide some sample prayers that you can use if you like. We also provide some creative things. So I remember, for instance, on Confession of Sin, one time we had a little kind of sandbox that you could go and you could actually confess your sin. You could put your sin in the sand, and then when you're done, you take the little rake and then you wipe through it to symbolize that God has forgiven you. So we'll use things like whiteboards and some things with creative markers where you might be able to write out a prayer. And there's just a lot of variety. And there's soft music playing in the background. So it's so peaceful. I have had, we're all busy, of course, but my heart goes out to young moms who have multiple children around for a lot. They love them, but it's really hard often to find a quiet place to catch their breath and just sit in the presence of God. Well, when moms and others come to this, some of them it's like, it's like, it's just quiet and it's peaceful. And there's, again, worshipful music. And you can just reflect and you can read. You can, we provide some reading materials at times and some scriptural prayers to pray. It's just a time to come meet God. And it's been very neat the last few years. Another church nearby has participated with us, and several of their people have come in, and we anticipate them and maybe one or two others joining in again on this one. That's January 31st and February 1st. At the end, we gather people together in the front, and then the focus becomes the prayers for the church or churches that are represented. It's really neat to pray, to hear people praying for their church. It's also neat to hear people praying for the other churches in the area and how God might use them. So 24-hour prayer vigil, it comes and goes. And so from 7 p.m. on Friday to 7 p.m. on Saturday, there are people here praying. And people, we have a facilitator in each group. We also have security available for the times when it's dark outside. The neat thing is just it gives people an opportunity to decompress spiritually and really engage with God. So hopefully you will see what we've seen. We've seen God do great things, and hopefully you'll see that and you'll experience that in the 24-hour prayer vigil.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.